want to throw in. Susan, my other question, or I guess my last question before we go, is how does your faith come into play with everything that you've been through? What would you say to your audience? How does your faith play into this?
You know, and I want to tie that into what you just said about relationships, because mm-hmm. if y'all could hear my story, if I had thousands of hours to even share, I came from a very, very dysfunctional background. I left home at 16. I lived a year and a half in the foster care system. I mean, I could just go on and on. Leukemia is just one very small chapter of my life. And despite all that, I always, always invested in relationships. And, you know, I don't have the perfect, you know, family life. I don't have, and I'm talking extended family here. I mean, like every family, we have our issues. But here's the incredible thing. When I was diagnosed, my whole family physically moved for me. My sister moved into the neighborhood to care for me. My father moved from Phoenix, Arizona to care for me. My brother moved into my father's house to help pay his bills. And when I say move, not as an individual, his whole entire family. My brother, who since sold his business in Arizona, moved to Texas to be closer. My father since retired and sold his house in Arizona to move closer to our family. This incident with the leukemia specifically, it was incredible. The thousands of people, I can't even begin to tell you, that prayed for me. There was very few nights, if any at all, that I didn't have someone in my room with me all night long at MD Anderson. I mean, seriously, I mean, the amount of people, when I first got diagnosed and things really were they've been touch and go, you know, throughout it, but there was a season that it was more so that way. And it was like when you see what you've reaped into other people's lives come mm-hmm. back to you and you see that connection. Let me tell you, it's like seeing your funeral but not being dead. Being able to see the impact you've made on someone's lives and the impact they've made on your life and the richness of that, it was honestly overwhelming. In fact, my husband was like, he was overwhelmed with the fact that so many people were so giving to us. And I was like, this is a gift. It's a privilege to be able to see. You know, you don't always see the fruit of your labor. You know what I mean?
No, you don't. Yes.
You don't always get to see the end result of a relationship you poured into, or, you know, or the fact that you took the high road with someone that you probably could have not taken the high road and didn't want to at the time. But it pays off because the fact that they feel able to connect with you, for whatever reason, towards the end of what they think your life is going to be, is really a gift. And to be able to walk through that. So my faith translated itself during this time, and it does in any other time in my life, through my relationships. I got to be honest. The truth of the matter is other people raised my children. Other people, down to the point where other people bathed me. You know what I mean? I hate to get so raw, but the fact that, I mean, people fed my family. They took my kids' places. But beyond that, they cleaned up my throw up. They helped me when I fell on the ground or was bawling or literally couldn't move, you know, or couldn't get out of bed. I mean, the fact that people come to you, and even when, I'm sorry, I'm going to cry, even when you're at your worst, even when you're at your worst, there's still a sense of love and compassion and empathy both ways. I mean, it's just, that's how my faith translated. The fact that when I needed someone to be Jesus to me, I didn't have to look far. You know what I mean?
Wow. Yes.
I didn't have to look far because they were right there. And in return, here's the incredible thing about this whole lesson. In return, I know how to better be that for somebody else because now I've experienced
absolutely.
It.
Yes.
So now if I have a friend who's in the hospital or if I have a friend specifically that is going through a form of chemotherapy or if I have a friend who has, you know, is feeling emotions that most people can't relate to because it's off the radar, I have the capacity now to respond to that in a way that is so much richer and broader than I would have in the past. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
So
it really does.
The faith part in it is I believe God works through relationships. And, you know, no matter what your faith background is or your denominational background is, I'm telling you, nothing will bring you closer to God than seeing being loved by your friends. I mean, nothing. I mean, it's just a testimony to who he is. And so it strengthens your faith. It challenges your faith. Don't get me wrong. I mean, by nature, I think theologically. So by nature, there's things I had to work through in my own way and in my own language with God. There's things that I had to come to grips with, but it strengthens. I'm now very sure of things that I was sure of in theory. Now I'm sure of for real. Like I have examples and practical application to things I've said I believe. And not that you need to get leukemia to come to those points. I think that point is different for everybody. But just to understand that it's such a strong connection. I don't think we can do faith without the relationship. And I think that's what strengthens our faith. And I think that's what helps us grow in our relationship to other people and to God.
Oh, man. That is.